Thank you and good afternoon. The Arcata Fire District, along with Humboldt Bay Fire and a CAL FIRE helicopter, responded to the scene of a vegetation fire off of Vance Avenue near the Samoa Bridge. The vegetation fire started sometime around 2:30 earlier this afternoon. All units from Arcata Fire responded to the scene, and it is unclear how much Humboldt Bay Fire personnel was there. Details surrounding the fire are scarce at this time, but the CAL FIRE helicopter was called into the scene and assisted by dropping water on the blaze. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released new information regarding the ongoing marijuana garden sweep in the Wichpec area, and one arrest has been made. On Wednesday, two additional search warrants were issued at two grow sites, and over 17,000 plants were destroyed. Officers also confiscated $10,000 in cash and located a butane hash lab. One person was arrested yesterday at the scene as well for marijuana-related charges. His identification has not been released at this time. So far during the multi-agency operation, over 27,000 marijuana plants have been eradicated and over 600 pounds of processed bud have been confiscated. It's estimated that over 100 people are illegally camping behind the Greenbelt area of the Bayshore Mall, and on Wednesday, the Eureka Police Department gave notice to vacate the area in 10 days so the city can begin their weekly cleanup of the area. The Greenbelt has been the main source of crimes committed in the Bayshore Mall area, and since 2015, there have been multiple sweeps, each resulting in over 15 people being arrested. Officers contacted 113 individuals on the Greenbelt Wednesday night, and one was arrested for a felony warrant. The city assured that this isn't a sweep of the area, but more so an effort to make the property free for the public to use again. The city plans to continue their no camping ordinance cleanups every Thursday. Before Thursday cleanups, the Eureka Police Department will give notices to vacate 72 hours prior. The Eureka Rescue Mission are one of the few local resources for campers to use, as the mission has 15 to 20 spots available. The hearing for 16-year-old Nathan Ruiz regarding his murder charge could be delayed even further after a plea was entered to have the case heard in Del Norte County Juvenile Court. Back in May, Ruiz was charged as an adult for the murder of 13-year-old Dante Romanos Jones, an incident off of Klamath Avenue that involved Ruiz shooting Romanos Jones in the head. He would later die at a local hospital. The Daily Triplicate reports that this is the fourth time that an entry plea for Ruiz has been delayed, and a response to the plea has to be filed by August 7th. Public work crews spent Wednesday afternoon in Rio Del cleaning up discarded marijuana growing material off of Monument Road. Work crews were recovering garbage and materials that were thrown down a deep embankment that was riddled with poison oak. Roadway and Water Superintendent Randy Jensen mentioned the hazardous consequences that could have taken place if the material was left alone, stating that if the material wasn't removed, it would have washed into the river. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Living in our region, sometimes it's easy to forget that California is in the fourth year of a historic drought, and stricter water measures are being enforced. It's not a secret that increasing climate change is the main reason why California is experiencing the drought, as low record rainfall drops have been documented, and a recent study shows that last month was the hottest month of June on record. Pope Francis recently made comments that climate change can no longer be ignored, and he invited Governor Jerry Brown to the Vatican to discuss climate change. While there, Governor Brown will introduce Senate Resolution 37, which supports the Pope's encyclical on climate change. The resolution was introduced by Senator Kevin DeLeon.
The Senate Resolution Number 37 expresses our support for the encyclical that the Holy See, the Pope, declared a few weeks ago. It's a very powerful document. It's a document of love. It's a document that is going to educate not just the 1.2 billion Catholics worldwide, but non-Catholics, political leaders, presidents, prime ministers, heads of states, business leaders throughout the world, that we have to move aggressively and forcefully with climate change.
DeLeon said that it's not a matter of climate change being a political or religious issue, and said it's a scientific issue. Governor Brown is expected to fly out of the state on Friday and will deliver speeches next week regarding the Senate resolution. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.